The Gemara Maseches Moed Katan, Daf Yud Ches, tells us about the concept of bris kruso lisosayim, which means that when a person utters words, they have a tremendous effect, they are very potent, and he dare for us to be very careful about what he says. Because whatever he says and whatever he verbalizes has a tremendous impact in Shemayim. And the Gemara over there relates a story that occurred with Pinchas and Shmuel, who were half-brothers. Pinchas was sitting Shiva. He was in Avelus. And the Gemara over there cites a discussion about the issue of whether or not an Ovel is allowed to cut his fingernails. The Shaila is an Ovel allowed to cut his fingernails? And Pinchas let his fingernails grow long. He didn't cut them, he let them grow long. And Shmuel noticed, and he said that, why are you letting your fingernails grow long? It's mutter for an Ovel to cut his fingernails during Shiva. And Shmuel said, if you would be an Avelus, would you feel comfortable cutting your fingernails? And after he uttered those words, if you were to be an Avelus, would you feel comfortable cutting your fingernails? Lo and behold, Shmuel had a Misa in his family, and he as well became an Avel, and he had to sit Shiva. And the Gemara says that when Pinchas came to visit him, he took his fingernails and threw it at him, as if to demonstrate this idea of bris kruso lisosayim, that when a person utters something, he has to be very careful. Because when he says something, it has a tremendous impact in Shemayim. And the Gemara says that what's the makor of the idea of bris kruso lisosayim, that when a person utters something, it has a tremendous effect in heaven? The Gemara says we learn this out from Avram Avinu. Avram tells Yishmael and Eliezer, wait here, and I'm going to the Akedah together with Yitzchak, and we will return. And lo and behold, he uttered words that weren't probable at the time, even though it seemed like he wasn't going to return, he was going to Shech the son. Since he said, we will return, it had an effect, bris kruso lisosayim, and they did in fact return. They did in fact return unscathed. And says the Gemara, this is the makar of the idea of bris kruso lisosayim. Now the truth is that we learn this from Avram, and Tosfos asks that this doesn't seem to be a good makar. This doesn't seem to be a good source, because this is an example of bris kruso lisosayim in a positive manner. Avram said, we are going to be saved, we're going to come back safe, and his words were fulfilled. But we know that mida tova meruba mida peronius, who said that when it comes to a negative impact, who said that it has the same result? Who said it has the same power when it comes to a negative outcome that you are uttering with your mouth? And therefore, Tosfos has a shvar, this makar of the Gemara, for the idea of bris kruso lisosayim. Akoponim, this is the idea that a person's words have an effect, they have power, they are very potent, and a person therefore should be very careful about what he says. Now, there's a similar Gemara in Maseches Brachos that tells us about a different idea that seems very related to this idea, and this is the idea of Al Tiftach Peh L'Satan. Al Tiftach Peh L'Satan, says the Gemara in Brachos, we invoke this rule when it comes to the idea of Tzidik HaDin. The Gemara over there says that when a person's relative is, let's say, Chayev Misa, Beis Din executes people sometimes, and there's a certain Tzidik HaDin, where a person is supposed to demonstrate that he believes strongly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just and fair in his judgment, and he's Matzdik HaSadin. He accepts upon himself the judgment of heaven. And as part of the Tzidik HaDin, the Gemara says that he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did whatever was fair, and I deserved it, and Fakaret, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gave me a fraction of what I really deserve, because I'm a real Avarian, I deserve much more Einshin, because I don't keep the mitzvahs properly. And that's part of the Tzidik HaDin. And Abaye says, do not say this. This is incorrect. Do not say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me even less than I deserve, I deserve much more, because Al Tiftach Peh L'Satan, as Ozok Abaye, erase this, omit this from the text. Do not say this as part of the Tzidik HaDin because of the idea of Al Tiftach Peh L'Satan. Al Tiftach Peh L'Satan means that once the Satan is already on attack, it's very dangerous, and do not utter words that give him more fuel to add to the fire. Now, some Mefarshim seem to indicate that it's the same type of idea as Bris Kruso Lisosayim. Others say that it's different. Others say that it's a different idea. And the shita of the Iyun Yaakov is, on the Ein Yaakov, that the idea of Al-Tiftach Pe L'Satan is only if a person is Be'ez Tzara. If a person is Be'ez Tzara, he's already in a situation that is considered dangerous. He's already in peril. In that case, we have the idea of Al-Tiftach Pe L'Satan. The Satan's already on attack mode. And that applied, let's say, in the Gemara, in Moikotan, where the person is in Avelus, so he should be very careful. Or perhaps the person who, let's say, in Brachas, who just lost a relative, so he has to do Tzidik Adin, he's also based Tzara, so he has to be careful about exactly what he says. Or, for instance, you have a Gemara in Nedarim, Daf Mem, where Rava says, don't tell people that I'm sick. He got sick and he didn't want to, you know, disseminate the information that he had gotten sick, so people should down for him, because Al-Tiftach Palasetan, he didn't want this announcement and this news to be impactful and to have an effect in Shemayim. But Akoponim, again, we find the idea of Al-Tiftach Palasetan in a person who is in a perilous situation. Lamaisa, it's a machlekes apoyskim. Machlekes mefarshim. Some say that Al-Tiftach Palasetan applies even when it's not in a dangerous situation. And there's a sefer from Megadim Chadashim that discusses the different sources that relate to this idea. And Ishtel Su, for instance, a Taisis Yomtif regarding Negoim, where the person who has a Nega in his home comes to the Kayin and he says, Ka Nega Nirali Babayas. He says, Ka Nega. It doesn't say a Nega was seen in my house. He says, Ka Nega, like a Nega. Why does he say that? Says the Taisis Yomtif. Al Tiftach Pelasotin. Don't say, I saw a nega. You don't know exactly what this discoloration is. You're not sure that it's a nega. By saying, I had a nega, which is a negative thing, it has an impact. So the Taisis Yomtif invokes the rule of Al-Tiftach Pe L'Satan to explain the terminology of this Mishnah. L'maisa, the Megadim Chadash says the Smashma, that even if a person is not Be'ez Tzara, you have the din of Al-Tiftach Pe L'Satan. Even if he's not an Esar, you still see this idea of Al-Tiftach Pelasot. However, others are mantra, and they say that no. Once the person already witnessed a nega in his house, even though he doesn't know if it's a nega that's Tomei, but Lamaisa, he saw the nega, and he's already considered in a situation of tsara, in a dangerous predicament, and over there we do find the idea of Al-Tiftach Pelasot. At any rate, this is the idea of Al-Tiftach Pelasot. There's a fascinating explanation for this idea of Bris Kruslas Asayim, which could be related to Al-Tiftach Pe L'Satan. This idea in the Chinuch. The Chinuch explains the idea behind Bris Kruslas Asayim, that a person's words are very powerful and they have a tremendous Koyach et Shemayim. And he explains that this is the idea of Bris Kruslas Asayim, that the more Choshev a person is, the more godly he is, the more connected to the Rebbeinu Shlomo he is, and therefore his words have a tremendous koyach. And therefore, that's why we go to a gadol to daven for a person who is a chayla, let's say. A person who is a chayla, he goes to a gadol to daven, a chasher person, because the more connected you are to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, the more of your words are similar to God's words. And therefore, when you have a person who is chasher, who has kedusha, utter words, it has a koyach, it has a tremendous impact, because words are powerful. And the Chinuch is going on the Isser of being Mekalel another Yid. There's an Isser to curse another Yid. It says the Chinuch, what is behind this Isser of cursing another Yid? Because words are powerful. Words are powerful and they could do damage. If you say something negative about a different Yid, you could do damage. And therefore, a person should make sure not to utter words that are negative. The Magen Avraham says that that is the idea behind the Minig, that a person is supposed to say the words that it's Lekavet Shabbos when he buys something, or buys different foods, Lekavet Shabbos. He buys, let's say, foods for the Shabbos meal. He should say that this is Lekavet Shabbos. Why? Because this imparts a significant Kedusha on the food. Your words have Koiches. Your words impart Kedusha on the food. Again, this idea of Bris Kruso Sasayim, that your words have Koiches, and your words can have a tremendous effect. And the truth is that the Megadim Chadashim brings a fascinating tzushtel to this idea of Al-Tiftach Pe L'Satan from a Mishnah in Maseches Peah. The Mishnah in Maseches Peah tells us that a person shouldn't act like a chayla, shouldn't act like a chiger, someone who doesn't know how to walk, who's handicapped, someone who is very frail. You shouldn't act like that, because then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure that it happens, that a person, le'olein, who does become sick or handicapped or frail or blind, don't act handicapped, because you then will, in fact, become handicapped. That's the Mishnah in Peah says. And the Megillat Mechadashim says this is perhaps also based on this idea of Al-Tiftach Pe L'Satan. That even though before we were assuming that it has to do with words that you utter when it comes to Al-Tiftach Pe L'Satan, but it's not specific to words. Even actions are included in Al-Tiftach Pe L'Satan. Don't give fuel to the fire. Don't give fuel to the Satan, which he will act on and cause more negativity to your, towards you based on your actions. Therefore, don't act handicapped, because then you are signifying to the Satan that you are deserving of being handicapped, and that's taka what will happen, la'olein. And they say that that's behind the idea that a person should not be, let's say, parking in parking spots that are for handicapped, or any other idea of a person acting handicapped, because of this idea of al tiftach pele satan, don't act in a way which could, le'aleinu, cause the satan to actually give you the detrimental effect of your ma'isa on a lemaisa, on a practical level. So that's the idea of al tiftach pele satan. And based on this idea, says the Marsha, that's why the Gemara in Maseches Gittin says that a person should not act out Maisei Shechita when he learns Maseches Chulin. When a person learns Maseches Chulin, he could get into a very dangerous predicament if he acts out Shechita. And therefore, says the Marsha, this again is based on the idea of Al-Tiftach Pe L'Satan. Now Rashi seems to learn differently. Rashi seems to learn that when a person learns Maseches Chulin, he shouldn't actually use a knife, use a sharp knife to demonstrate how Shechita works, because he might accidentally kill someone. He might accidentally kill someone. That's how Rashi seems to learn. However, the Marsha learns differently. He says that it's not like you actually have a knife on you, which causes the accident to happen when you learn Maseches Chulin. That's not the issue here. The issue is you're not learning with a knife, but you're learning with your hands. But when you demonstrate Shechita with your knife on your neck, it's Al Tiftach Pe L'Satan. It's Al Tiftach Pe L'Satan, and that's dangerous. That's dangerous. As I zokt, the Marsha. So again, this is the idea of Briskus L'Sasayim and Al Tiftach Pe L'Satan.